Hello everybody, thank you very much for joining to our today's session. And today's session is on artificial intelligence in BFSI industry. Now two words I've used, one is artificial intelligence, which is related to the IT sector. And the second is about BFSI, banking, financial services and insurance industry. How these two sectors or two industries are integrated, how artificial intelligence is increasing day by day, as you must have observed, we are all using it also. But basically we today in lesson, today lecture, we will be more getting into the deep aspect of these two will be how AI is going to increase the prospects, how these two are integrated, how a BFSI sector, like we understand banking, we understand about non-banking financial services, insurance sector. Now this is one of the very, very important industry across the world, in India too. How artificial intelligence is increasing day by day in BFSI sector. That's what basically the next few chapters I'll be dealing with you. So welcome once again all of you. I hope for a wonderful learning about concept of AI in BFSI SI industry. So welcome. So let us start. And chapter one is artificial intelligence, an overview. What exactly we mean about artificial intelligence. Now we all know about intelligence, what exactly intelligence is all about. Now we are adding a word called as artificial intelligence over there. Now this term artificial intelligence was coined in 1956 by John McCarthy. He defined artificial intelligence as science and engineering of making intelligent machines. But basically you want to say that machines are now intelligent, computers are now intelligent, IT basically revolutionized the thinking or learning of our computers, or I'll say nowadays we are using mobiles left and right. So AI is basically defined as the ability of digital computer or computer controlled devices to perform tasks commonly associated with intelligent human beings. All of us human beings are intelligent, but now looks like it seems to me that we maybe AI will replace human beings. Intelligence, not exactly human beings, I'll say, but it will replace the IQ or intelligence of human beings. Let us understand more about artificial intelligence. In general, the intelligence built into machines, which is then demonstrated by machines, is known as artificial intelligence. It is a simulation of natural intelligence to machines that are programmed to learn and mimic the actions of humans. So it is basically we are building by way of processing, by way of software, by way of learning. What human beings are doing is they are building that intelligence into the machines, which is demonstrated by the machines back to us by interpreting all the data, and is called as artificial intelligence. Now you know in banking industry or insurance industry, you will find so many of clients are there, so much of data is available. Now we want basically to analyze those data to make it more fruitful, to make it more productive. So what if artificial intelligence help us to interpret that lakhs and lakhs of or crores of crores of data which is available? So basically it is mimicking, it is simulation of the natural intelligence which you and me all have in machines that are programmed to learn and mimic the actions of humans. So I hope you got somewhat little bit of grip on what exactly artificial intelligence, what is machine learning. So artificial intelligence system can perform tasks associated with human cognitive function, our own thinking functions, what basically as human beings we are good at. We are good at pattern recognition, identifying images, the images, like I can from the image make an out what basically this image means, what is this image is related upon, speech interpretation. Somebody says something, I would be able to easily make out. Likewise, machine will be like humans, they will be able to recognize these patterns, images, speech, or even not, we all of you young guys will be involved in playing games. So it's like a human doing every act of human. Machines replacing human cognitive functions. An AI system typically learn how to do so. How they learn? By processing large amounts of data to understand patterns and create models for their own decision making. So they are being taught, machines are being taught. How they are being taught? They become so much of data, and the data communicates something. Some inference is drawn from the data. That data, whatever in the past has been put into the machine learn out of it, understand it, various patterns, various images, and give us the output. So artificial intelligence system are able to learn, and they are learning. It's not they are done. It's just a starting point. They are learning, improving with experience. Like we people, from as we grow in our life, we also learn, we improve. Likewise, even nowadays, the machines, the artificial intelligence, what is all about, machines are also learning and increasing their experience, their understanding. So goal of artificial intelligence is basically what? Is to mimic humans. I'll not say replace humans, but mimic humans and do better than humans, because certainly we have a limitation. But system, AI can process so much of data and give us a valuable output. They can create system that can function independently and intelligently. So artificial intelligence can be divided into two areas. One is called as applied artificial intelligence, that simulates human brain to carry out specific tasks. Applied artificial intelligence is providing breakthroughs in the field of from quantum physics, where it is used to model and predict behavior of systems comprised of millions of subatomic particles, and also like in medicine, where it being used to diagnose patients based on genomic data. So today you will find in the medical field doctors using AI with so much of past data, past diagnosis available to them, not only with one hospital or one specific doctor area across the world. Now these data is being fed into the system, and the system can interpret this data and give us a valuable output. It will revolutionize basically about the diagnosis capability of the artificial intelligence systems, which I hope will be much, much better. But it certainly needs a human interference also. They can use the data and give us a better output in better diagnosing, better managing the disease, and it's good for human beings. So this is about applied. It's more about how artificial intelligence is being applied in various fields. We have just mentioned too, there are many fields, but we will be more interested in application of AI into BFSI sector, banking, financial services, and insurance industry. Second one, about generalized artificial intelligence. This research is working to develop machines that can perform any task in a similar or better manner than human beings. This is the second area of intelligence, that is artificial intelligence, where we are looking at developing machine that can perform tasks similar or even better. That's the future. So let us understand a little more about the evolution of artificial intelligence, like how it's evolving. It has been into our all areas of industries from last few years, how it has evolved. So if you see stages of artificial intelligence evolution, we say number one stage is called as artificial narrow intelligence, ANI. Second one, artificial general intelligence, AGI. And the third one, artificial super intelligence, ASI. Where currently we are, what exactly is going to happen, hopefully, in the coming years or decades. So these are the three stages. Let us understand one by one. Number one stage of evolution, as I just mentioned, is artificial narrow intelligence. It's a small part of it, and it's considered now, not exactly when it started, but after so much of work being done in AI, it's considered as a weak AI. And artificial narrow intelligence is the AI that specializes in only one area, very specific to one area. And it's a machine learning that equal or exceed human intelligence or efficiency, but in one specific area. That's one is the area of concern. It's only about in one area. And this machine learning, like you can say, we have smartphone apps, spam filters, Google translators, Alexa, Siri, Cortana. So these are all developed by using artificial narrow intelligence. Currently we are here, but it's growing much, much faster. So this stage we all have encountered by using our smartphone apps and spam filters. And if you want to translate, we all have experiences about this stage of artificial intelligence. And the second stage, very strong, we call it strong AI and artificial general intelligence. Now this AGI refers to computer that is as smart as a human being. They are as smart as a human being across the board, and then can perform any intellectual task that human being can. This is remarkable. And we term this stage of AI, which is artificial general intelligence, as called as machine intelligence. So what basically from machine learning, we have moved to machine intelligence. Machines are now intelligent. Machines have become much, much more intelligent, even if in comparison to humans. This is the second stage of AI evolution. And the third stage about artificial intelligence is termed as artificial superintelligence. This is termed as superintelligence. So it's a very strong AI, this stage. And artificial superintelligence is an intellect that is much smarter than the best of human brains practically in every field. Like I will be very, very creative. They will be able to create so much out of the data fed into that. They will have a much more better general wisdom, social skills. And artificial superintelligence range from a computer that is just a little smarter than a human one to that is trillion times smarter across the board. Of trillion times. This will be like remarkable. So much of humans in just one. That's what basically I look at if I say trillion times smarter across the world. So if this will be really, change the entire concept or accept way we look at AI. And this stage will be called as machine consciousness, the ultimate. So these three stages, if I just summarize. First one, narrow intelligence, artificial narrow intelligence. The second, general intelligence. Third one, super intelligence. First one we call it machine learning. The second stage we call it machine intelligence. And I hope you can recollect third stage is about machine consciousness. So these are the three stages, and we are currently at the stage one and progressing very, very fast as adoption of AI. You must have read every day in the media or in every sphere of our life, people are talking about AIs, with GPTs, ChatGPT, all this, whatever functions, like typically, I will come to again BFSI sector, like you go to an app of a banking or your mutual fund or even for your non-banking or even insurance industry, I can the app can interact with me. What I want basically from the system, if I want some query, that query will be immediately answered by the system itself, as if somebody sitting in the system, a human is sitting in the system and answering my query in an exact manner in which I am looking at. But it's evolving. It's evolving. So I hope you have understood about the three stages of artificial intelligence. Now let us get little more into depth, because this chapter will be all about AI. And then what I'll do is I'll take you how AI is integrated into this sector called as BFSI sector. So subfields and domains of artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is a broad discipline. This integrate various subfields and domains and techniques. So much built into AI itself. It's a kind of a bigger ecosystem where so many other things are going to be. So these domains and subfields are not isolated branches. They often overlap and interact with each other and give us better output. And most important domains are machine learning, deep learning, robotics, natural language processing, we'll term NLP, knowledge representation, and the computer vision. We already have encountered few of them in our day-to-day affairs. So these are the subfields and domains, and they're all integrated, and ultimately they all basically is making the AI more intelligent. And in future, this will be much more intelligent as compared to today. So let us further get into AI. So artificial intelligence is also classified as general or strong. Like we have just now talked about evolution of AI. And AI, artificial general intelligence, and narrow or weak artificial narrow intelligence, ANI. So artificial general intelligence successfully reproduces the intelligence of a human being, as we have just now understood. It can bring about much better output as compared to human beings, and therefore able to solve problems presented to it in various fields of activities. So wherever you will apply AGI, in wherever industry, it can give us a better output, better outcome, better inferences as even compared to human beings. And weak AI, on the other hand, focuses on one particular. It's more specific, it's more narrow. When we talked about machine learning, it focuses on one particular field, such as like playing chess, math, facial recognition, image, what I talked to, spatial vision, or any other specific activity. So general intelligence, weak intelligence, both, but certainly we are getting more now into specialization as things are progressing. Machines, AI, they are also learning. We are also learning and they are also learning. So it's a kind of a process, it's going on. But yes, it's a beginning, I can say. The future is going to be much, much more brighter for both, for the machines and for human also, because both will be integrated, both are integrated, and wherever you will apply, and we are going to learn basically AI into BFSI sector. So strong artificial intelligence is more in the realm of theory than reality. We are at a weak level, we are learning, and then we'll get into somehow getting into machine intelligence. And then last stage, which I talked about, is machine consciousness. So application of weak AI, on the other hand, in certain fields far exceeds the skills of human beings. This will far exceed the skills of human beings, offering extraordinary performance, much better performance when solving specific problems. Any problem will be more better effectively tackled by AI as compared to human beings. You must have encountered, I have encountered. Take example of your interaction with a banking app. Weak AI, on the other hand, focuses on one particular field. What particular field? As just now we have mentioned. So let us little bit get into more about machine learning, the stage we are currently in. So what exactly is machine learning? Little more detail. It's a process through which algorithms, basically patterns, in which algorithms, the sequence of instructions or rules that allow a problem to be solved, use statistical techniques to identify patterns from a large volume of data and employ the acquired knowledge to refine subsequent analysis. So machine learning at this stage is basically interpreting so much of data, process of data interpretation, and then using various statistical techniques to identify patterns. So from this pattern, what will be the outcome? That's what basically here machine learning. So machine learning algorithms are used in variety of applications. Like I just now said about usage in medicine. If I have got a past record of some analysis, diagnosis done across the world or maybe in specific field by doctors, that data can machine interpret and get something out of it. Yes, they are doing. The diagnosis will be much, much more specific even as compared to the human brain, or I'll say human being. Spam filtering, which will be like very, very important when it comes to BFI sector, where we are talking about money, where spam certainly shake the industry. Fraud detection, which again is very, very common in BFSI sector. So machine learning can like help this sector, help the industry, help the organization to give them outcome much better as compared to the humans. Image recognition. So ML or machine learning is a key component of data science. It's all about data. It's all about data. The more the data machine encountered, the more they learn, the more they give, and more they can interpret it. This what basically is about machine learning. Learning, machine is also learning. So types of machine learning, we have divided into three. One is supervised learning. The second one is unsupervised learning and reinforcement learning. So I'll just like to summarize. We talked about AI, we talked little bit about BFSI, and in the next chapters I'm going to talk how both AI and BFSI are integrated. We talked about evolution of AI, where we talked about three: machine learning, machine intelligence, and machine consciousness. We have a little bit gone through into strong and weak AI. So types of machine learning, let us go one by one and understand these kind of learnings.